This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris will be introduced at an all-virtual Democratic National Convention soon. This comes a day after the party officially and formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee. According to excerpts from her prepared remarks, Harris will say, quote, Donald Trump's failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods, end quote, adding, quote, we must elect a president who will bring something different, something better, and do the important work. President Donald Trump and the Republican Party will hold their televised convention, also virtual, next week. You can read more of our full coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. At a news conference Wednesday, President Trump announced the United States will activate a controversial mechanism aimed at reimposing UN sanctions on Iran.
Today I'm directing the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to notify the UN Security Council that the United States intends to restore virtually all of the previously suspended United Nations sanctions on Iran. It's a snapback. Not uncommon.
The contested measure has never been used before and escalates a dispute with European allies that has huge repercussions for the Iranian nuclear deal, setting the stage for Security Council crisis. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi will meet U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time in Washington Thursday with the presence of American troops in the country at the top of his agenda. The meeting comes as attacks on American targets by pro-Iranian fighters have been on the rise. And with Tehran and Washington